Shir's Leili Nishmas, V'chotzi Rabbi Yitzchak Shleima, Ben Rabbi Shmuel Zanvu, Shus Arav. The Indian of Zimon, the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Sif Aleph, brings down a strong Lashon, very strong Lashon. Mitzvah Shiyachzru, Achar Shlitshi, Shitzdar B'mayim LeZimon. When it comes to the Indian of Zimon, Nishnah, that you have to make a Zimon, and we'll see soon that if a person has three people, he's not allowed to break up, and he has to make a Zimon. Nishnah does. But there's a mitzvah Shiyachzru Achar Shlitshi. You have to try and find a third person to join your Zimon. You have two people that are eating together. You have to find if there's somebody else who can join your Zimon. The Shulchan Aruch goes on, mitzvah lachzer achar sarah. And not only is there a mitzvah to try and get a third person to try to zuch for a zimun, to try to go out of your way for a zimun, but you have to go out of your way to try and get a zimun of an elekeinu to a zimun. So that already says it all. It's not enough, nishma the chiyuv of a zimun, but you have to look for a zimun. So ma goydel a chiyuv, ma goydel a mitzvah to learn the halachas of zimun. And zimun is no klein a parsha. Zimun is 10 simonim from Simon Kuptari Beis to Simon Reish Aleph. So, Mamash, a yam of halachas. I talk today, I had almost a chalish hadas. I saw so much we have to talk about. So much we have to talk about. But Lemaisa, we'll hopefully get Siyata Dishmaya. Because if you see what the psukim over here, what the Indian of Zimun is, you'll see it's something which is a dover gadol me'oid. Tover Godel, the Ramban, the Helikar Ramban, and the Pashas Boy, the end of Pashas Boy, the Ramban says that the Gans Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kimat Gans Priyas Oilam is Pashas Kedei Lahoidais Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Meshabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu, and be Megadol Shmoy, to be Megadol the Rebbeinu Shalom's name. Where's the Hikim Makor of the Indian of Zimun? Says the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Mem Hei, Omar Avasi Menani Mili, this Indian of Shalish Shachlu Chayovin Lazaman. Not that there's a mitzvah Chayovin, they must do Zimun. Omar Avasi, Diomar Ka, Gadlu Lashem Iti Unaramim Mashma Yachdov. It's the Hikam Makor of the Indian of Zimun. We'll see soon, some place can, because of that, holds the Raisa, is the Indian of being Megadl the Shem Hashem. Them Gans Tachlis of Gans Yitzias Mitzrayim and Bria Sahilam is for them. But that's all right. Rabbi Bawa says, Vaiter, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goitel Lelekeinu. That's the Tzura of benching. It's with the Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. There's a Zimun, there's Azmona process beforehand to get the Indian started. So this is and the Gemara in Brachas Memches again. Nacha pasik elchalte v'savata du birchas azon es Hashem elikecha zu birchas aziman es Hashem elikecha. The meridik fashim grapple. What's the avana? Es Hashem elikecha. Where do you see from there birchas aziman? But lemaisa da state. That's him the hasmona for a mitzvah. That's him the fact that he's getting ready to miyachad the mitzvah. That's the gadlu Hashem iti. And this is es Hashem elikecha zu birchas aziman. So this will be Hashem. We'll try to follow somewhat the Seder of Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of halachas. I'll try to say it. B'tayrus shailas, different shailas, especially the most normal shailas that you get asked when it comes to Indian of Zimun. But there are a lot. There's a lot. And there's a lot of inyanim that aren't so known about Zimun. It's interesting. I'm not sure why. Why Zimun? It's like you see the Goydel Hadover. A good ladover because of it's not so known. Like we saw last night a little bit with the Mayim Achreinim, also something with the Zimun, Pirsamazim, what we'll talk about tomorrow night, that's very Yadua. But when it comes to Zimun, it's a little bit of a mesmitzvaza, a little bit nitche. Sefer Chassidim writes that Yed Zachdav and Hobben Amazel, I feel the Sefer Toysha Behechel. It's a Kabachim Alocha, a Gans Alocha of Zimun. The Emesis, the Ravid, the Tur, many Rishonim, the Augur, they learn the Indian of Zimun is Deraisa. Zimun's Deraisa. The Tur writes, Hazimun, his example of something that doesn't have a bracha possibly being a deraisa, right? Hazimun, the birchas Hazimun, afal pi shuv min haTorah, ein b'lo shem b'lo malchus. That's his example. So deraisa, that's the example that the Torah gives of something that's deraisa without a shem and malchus. Maisa, the Levush and the Paiskim, the Ginas Avrodim, they all say deraisa. Yeshuas Yankiv, an interesting lashon. He says it's a milsa, the pshit, the tuva. It's very pashit. That min haTorah, there's no chilik between 3 and 10. Be'em is taka, bein 3 is deraisa, bein 10 is deraisa. But many of the poiskim taka, the Indian of Zimun is deraisa. What's the nafkamina if Zimun is deraisa? What's the nafkamina? Chutz from deraisa, deraisa. What's the nafkamina if it's deraisa? So there's a simple nafkamina. You know that a person, a bachar, becomes a bar mitzvah bachar, he's age 13. Now, how do we know if he's age 13? So we have what's called the Chazaka de Rabba. That's the halacha that says that if we know he has the Shonim and he also has the Shtei Cyrus, so we take on that he's considered a gadol. So what's the Minig Yisrael? The minhag Yisrael is that a child comes to the bar mitzvah, who benches for the oilim? The bar mitzvah bacher. Mamish minhag and kimat gans klal Yisrael, that the bar mitzvah bacher that davens benches for the amid, benches for the oilim, makes the zeman. Makes the zeman with an alakeinu also over there. You know what? My high. If zeman is taket deraisa, if you all these rishayim that zeman is deraisa, so then we know we're not soimichon the chazaka the rabbo, only if it's a derabbanon. By the rices we're not. By the rices we're not saimich. So for davening for the amid, that's a shal derabban. But zeman, if zeman is deraisa, so then how could we let the bar mitzvah boy lead the benching? And because of this, the chazainish and siman lamed aleph and ois aleph, he taka goes strong, stark with the shita that zeman is deraisa. He goes stark. Zeman is deraisa. And I'll read you a story. The Orchis Rabbeinu on the 86th page, he writes, besudas bar mitzvah shall nechdoi Rav Moshe sheyichya. Be'atzmai, can hear the stipler's einikol. Be'atzmai zimen, the stipler himself benched. Stipler benched for the oilam at the bar mitzvah of his grandson. V'loy nosan lezamein lechosan ha-bar mitzvah. And he didn't let the chosan bar mitzvah bench. U'kedas moron achzayin ish or chayin simen lamed aleph ois aleph. Ein lismai chal achazaka shol beis tayers. V'zeh loy kefish noyigin ha-oilam. That was his koyach. But manaseh, the Aruch HaShulchan, when he wants to bring, what's the raya that Zeman's the Rabban? What's the raya? Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, Keina minik poshit, shemi shenaseh bar mitzvah ois in suda hu amivarech. That's the raya that Zeman's go to the Rabbanon because of the fact that we see Taka, that we know. In the other part, we see all over the place that the bar mitzvah boy, he's the one that Taka benches for the oil. He makes the Zeman.
If there's 10 Gedolim besides him.
Yeah, but even the leading, the Chazanish, the way he learns, even the one who leads it.
The leader.
It's Mashmer Azay, that's the Taka over there by the stipler in the story. It's clear like that. It sounds like Azay. The Mai says more so, is Taka the Mishabura says this. The emphasis is that if you go through the Rishayim and the Paiskim, it is the Roy Rubai, the Paiskim, Rishayim, the Charedim, the Yaivit, Yaakov Emden, the Primogodim, the Balatanya, the Chayodim, the Kitzer, they all go strong. Chasholchin, you just heard. Avijit Lashon Shartzian, Zeman, the Roy Paiskin, who Midrabanon. I in Rashba, I in this, I in that. This is about the Iker Roy Vashita, and that's Taka Dominic Israel. So now I read you something even more interesting. Yeah, they're both interesting. I read you something, this is fresh off the press. I saw it by, the Oilam has the Sefer over here, from the Horus of Rav Eliashiv. And over there, in one of the Shirim, in Brachas, and Daf Mem Zayin with Beis, they bring like this, there was a Chosin Bar Mitzvah, Kanir is the Shaka Vatara during the Shir, Chosin Bar Mitzvah, Besuda Belel Bar Mitzvah, could he make the Zima? They asked the Shiloh to Rav Eliashiv, you have to know a little family politics over here. Eliashiv is the Shver, was the Shver of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zal Zayin Gezunt. So they asked him, could he make the Zeman? Could the Bar Mitzvah make the Zeman? So Rav Eliashiv said, Cain. So they asked him, this kind of here went on during the Shia, Harayesh, they asked the Paiskim that Zeman's Deraisa. Zeman's Deraisa. So he said, we hold like the Paiskim, Rav Paiskim, Zeman, Rabbanan, Ayin, Shartzian, Sim, Kuftali, Tetsi, okay. So he said, then he said over a story, or somebody, I don't know, what, maybe this is the Kaisiv writing, Besudas Bar Mitzvah, Shal Echad Min Nechde Rabbeinu, from the Einik Lech of Rav Eliashiv, Kibdu as a chosin of bar mitzvah. The mechabit, the bar mitzvah boy, the enikol of Rav Eliashiv to bench for the oilam. The yashiv sham hakoyin rechayin kinyeski shlita toid hachosin. The uncle of the boy, the heir shlekedai shisamin. So he was mayor that taka. Maybe it's not gedai that the chosin. You have to keep my side of the family. They said maybe it's not gedai that the chosin should bench for the oilam. Kedai nein lechazak the rava. The shalol the rabbeinu. I'm the gefechter. Versteitzach. The Shiloh went to the Melech Shul Kol Beis Yisrael. Sab, and he writes over here. Sab shel hachosin. Poor child is sitting in the middle of this. Ramar haminik shachosin hu bar mitzvah mezamin. Give him the bench. And that was it. So that was the minik Yisrael. About kapanim, you see, there's zecher a strong sad. Zeman's deraisa. We pass in nishtazay. It seems to be. And that's the minik Yisrael. But asmacht is this nonetheless. Chomer is very chomer. That's clear. The vade it's a chomer dekizach. Now ma'isa. And then I told you I'm going to try tonight to go Al Seder, somewhat Al Seder Shulchan Aruch, because I think it'll have a little bit more Seder for anybody who wants to see the Indian themselves. But again, that a little bit of the Seder because of that seems to be a little bit out of order. But this is the order Kemet the Shulchan Aruch goes with. One Shaila right away that many people have is you see in the bencher, it says, Baruch Hu Mevayrach Shmai. Some people have Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmai, Lashin at the Pai, Baruch Hu Mevayrach Shmai. Do you say, after Yishem Hashem Baruch Shachan Mishalai, Right at the end, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi, and then you start the benching. I say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. That's how some people say it. In the Lashon HaPoskim, they say Baruch Hu Umevayrach Shemoi. Okay, but do you say that? Do you say that? If you look around this room, I'm sure there's some people saying yes. I'm sure there's people saying no. I'm sure there's some people saying yes by three. I'm sure there's some people saying yes by ten. And I'm sure there's some people that say even by a yochid. And I'm sure in the Siddur, in one Siddur I saw it says Yochid Eino Eimer. In one Siddur it says Yochid Kein Eimer. Right? In one Siddur it says Yochid, and then it leaves out the next word. You choose your own your own adventure. So what's Lamais? I must admit that I always thought, you know, when you grow up, you think that the Minig Oilam is Ichvin the Beshvedin of Oilam. So I always thought that people don't say it because my Minig is not to say it. So I always thought that it's in the Siddur. I always thought, okay, I guess they have to make the Chassidim happy. That's what I always thought. That, you know, I thought that I would grow up and I would. So let me tell you, Davar Noir, Mamash it's a Varpela Bemis. The Rekeach, the Tur, the Zavua, the Abu Draham, Kimad Nani Rishayin, they all bring, you do say it. I'll tell you when in a moment. But they all bring that you do say it. You say this, Baruch Hu Mevayach Shmoy. Okay? So I think if you say that, but you look in the Mishnah Berurah, you look in the Paiskim, the Levush, so from the greatest of the Ashkenazish Paiskim, the Ramazan Dhamid, the Mogen Avram. That Adonainu, the Prima Godim calls the Mogadim Adonainu. The Derech Chaim, and then it was Yadua in Europe, when you became a Rav, you bought two things. You bought a Derech Chaim Siddur and a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That was the first thing you do. Then afterward, Idur Zil Gemar. You know, that was it. You know, so the Derech Chaim Siddur, and no less than the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. And the Sivkot and Dalit brings down Kein HaMinig, yes to say, Baruch Hu Umavaruch Shmai. Mishnah Berurah is a Shita. Say, Baruch Hu Umavaruch Shmai. Interesting. Taracha Shulchan says, Yoyz Denachin, Loi Loim Roi, don't say it, V'keinu HaMinig. What went on between Radin and Nevarda Kechleis Nisht? Ezok the Minig is Yes Zogin, Taracha Shulchan Zok the Minig is Nitz Zogin. Right? What do? You do like your Minig. You do like the Minig, the Zichah. The Shulchan HaTar, the Kamarna says, Ein HaMinig Loi Mar Baruch Hu Baruch Shumai. Loi V'yachid, Loi V'asara, Loi V'shleisha. Interesting disorder. But Loi V'this, Loi V'that. You don't do it. The Ramos says not to say it. The Shulchan Aruch says not to say it. So what do? I guess you got to do like the Minig. You got to do like your Minig, whatever your Minig is. But what's the Minig? Is the Minig, those that don't have, that don't say it, B'chlal, so they know. They don't say it. They know. But those that do have the Minig, so when do they say it? I guess they ask their father, but ask the Zayda, but if the Zayda is no longer, so what do you do? 3, 10, 1, what do you do? So this is Bamish, it's interesting to Maisa. But feed those that say it, the Graz, the Baal Tanya, the Derech Chaim, and the Mishnah Berurah, all say that you say it only by Shleisha. Say it only by Shleisha, but not by Azara. If I'm looking around, I'm seeing some people I'm asking to that Minig. Only when 3, then you say it. Kanira is some type of upset. The Mishnah Berurah seems to explain that the Pshat is because you want somewhat of a hefsik. You want somewhat of a hefsik between the Birkas HaZimun and the, we'll see soon, that's very difficult because we don't want a hefsik. But Darkopanim, that's the Mishnah Berurah said, that's the Minig is by 3, and not by 10, and not by 1. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The Bach. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch say, no. Dafka by 10, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Not by 3. Why Dafka by 10? Because forget, you said Alekeinu. So now you have to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Baruch Hu, I'm the shame of Hashem that you just said. So now you're getting, you know, you're in big trouble over here. Mishnah Berurah says only 3. The Bach, the Graz, the Bach and the Kitzur, they say only by Alekeinu, only by 10. Kums again, this is Mamish to me, Mamish a big fella, in the Kilas Yankiv, in the Orchis Aveno, on that page over there, on the 85th page, the Moiri Verebi, the Stipler, Maschil Tomid Birchas Amazin Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, Ashu Yachid, always. He always, and that answers up all of our steers in the Sidur, right? And that Sidur, I told you that Sidur comes from Bnei Brak, and that's how, so what should you do by saying? You have to ask the Dora Koidim. If you don't have a minig, you do like the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't have a minig, you do on 3, and not on 10, and not on 1. If you have a minig, the minig is Kodesh Kedoshim, as you're seeing over here. This is the minig. Now, the Maisa, there's another shaila that comes up all the time. Do you stand by the Kaino? The Mamish, it gets labedic. Some people, the Mamish, what do? Stand, not stand. And then by 3, do you stand? You stand by the, you know, that benching is said by Yeshiva. Stand, you not stand. It's very interesting. The Chassam Sofer in Or Chaim Siman Aleph, not the Stam just an Hoga from the Chassam Sofer that's something we don't know if it's 100%. Here it's in the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva. Chassam Sofer says, Svir Le Rambam, V'loidami Leziman Be'asara Nevarech Elekeinu Be'aseva V'yeshiva. Sit down during the Nevarech Elekeinu. Hasam Iker Mitzvah Kachu. Tzuras of the Mitzvah Birchas Amazin is by sitting. So what are you doing in standing? That's the tzura. It's trying to differentiate there between varim shebekdusha and not. As I thought, the Brisker Rav, that the Rav of Moshe Sternbach, he brings down that the Brisker Rav helped Bedavka to sit and not to stand. The tzura of benching is mezitz. Came in the birchas amazim mitzvasa b'yeshiva as evidich sam seifer. Ve'hu chaylik b'birchas amazim as evidich sam bedavka not to. And he was, and they say over that in Litta the minig was never to stand. Not during Galakenu, not Bechlal, to not stand Bechlal. In the Butchach, in the Angel of Rome, not only, what do most of us do? I think most of us, we give up a little covet, a little hider, we move up a little bit. The Angel of Rome, the Butchach, he says, you know what you do? He says, Zmidis Chasidis Nochen Vadai Lamoit. Yavoit. Stand, be covered Hashem. That's what the Butchach says. The Minig Yisrael,
the
Butchach, as much as anybody who's saying the Galakenu. Anybody says, he brings down from the Taka, the Sasava, it was like the Chasam Sofer who Dafka sat. He has a whole Arichas over here, the Buchacha, and the beginning of Kufzari Beis. But he brings down that about if you say Elikenu, Mida, Chasidis, Nochon, Vadai, Lamed, Lekovid, Hashem. When you say the shame, the Taka Chai, Vesholem, the Munkacha, and others, they have the Minig, the Satmar had the Minig, that they would stand a little Hidraza by Elikenu, which is, I think, the Minig of most. That's the Minig of most. One thing I'm just coming to Afuke though is that I did not find it any safer to stand when it's a Zeman of three. Now you see it, you see people when it comes to a Zeman of three, you see the Baruch Shulchan Mishaloi and the they stand, and some people are looking at them, why they're standing, and now he's looking at them, why they're not. Maisa, I'm yet to find the Makor for such a thing. Say, besides the Chayyah, there's no such meaning. So again, Aloch Maisa on this, Mistama, to do a Sha'ab's Hider. If you have the minig like the Chasam Sofer and the Brisker Rav, Dafka to sit. If you have the minig like the Buchacha, Dafka to stand, so to stand. I think the minig of most people is by the Kena to do a little bit of a hitter, and that's a chayr the minig. Say Meinich, that what the Salmer Rebbe said the minig was, that's a chayr is the minig. I go, interesting, what happens a person, Yitaka forgets Elikenu. It's not my Muzger. Forget to say Elikenu. It happens sometimes. So it's interesting. Halacha is that if the Mezamin forgot Elikenu, he forgot to say Elikenu, so then the Tzibur still says it. The Oilim still says Elikenu. And then he says it back after. If they both forgot, both of them forgot, so then the halacha is that Taka, Yoytze the Zeman. Yoytze the Zeman, your Zeman doesn't have an Elikenu in it, but the Maisa Yoytze the Zeman. That's what comes out the Maisa.
What's the problem of Ibizum? Is Hashan of himself in the Batuna?
Come again?
What's the problem of repeating it with Elikenu? It's the Chashuk Hashem Amorphis.
Ah, the Shalom is a Vidin. Oh, Shka, what do I do? I take it off. Good?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh, okay, now it's gonna be much more entertaining. Okay. That's Hashem.
What's the problem about Ibazum?
Ah, so Ken Zain Taka Bayafim's Hashem Levatola, saying Elikenu. If he wasn't supposed to say it, then it could be Levatola.
No, we said that Kevin, there is 10, and he said, Buch Shuchan Shuloi without Hashem.
Yeah.
So if you will now say it over again with Hashem, is Hashem from Buch Levatola?
No, they should say it though. We pass in that if the Mezamin forgot to say Elikenu, so then the Tzibur should say it.
Yeah, you said if the Tzibur also said without Elikenu.
If they both forgot.
Then the Yoitzer, and if he'll re-say it again with Elikenu, is Hashem from Buch
Levatola? Yeah, then he can't, because now they're already Yoitzer the Zima. Now, by the way, I am going to skip a moment to Siman Reish, because in Siman Reish, you're going to give us a big chiddush in what exactly Zimun is. You get a big chiddush in the extent most of us think, you know, and that I think comes from the benches, because it's also nishke. No?
Yeah.
It's also nishke.
It's as good as
the other. I'll do it out. So, you go to Hilchas Zimun, in Siman Reish, and you see that Zimun. Without Zeman in the bencher, where does Zeman end? Where's the ending of the Zeman? So, most people, I think they think that where does it end? Baruch Shachan Mishaloi, Tevoi Chayinu. That's the past, is what people think. In Siman Reish, in Nisgale, a very big chiddush nishtazay for the Bnei Ashkenazim al Koponim. Nishtazay. First of all, you see in Siman Reish that what happens, you're sitting with three people and one of them wants to leave. One of them had enough of the meal, he has to leave, he's busy, he's there, he has to leave. So if one of them wants to leave, the halacha is, the two people, they're not mechuyev to stop for one person. Are they allowed to stop? Is it a shame thing to stop? It's a nice thing, they should stop for him so that he could do the zeman. That's the right thing to do, but they're not mechuyev. There's got to one case, two cases, where you're mechuyev to stop when it's a yochid that wants to be mevarech, if it's your rabbi, or if it's your parent. If it's a chiv of kibud aveim, it's a chiv of kibud rabbi. If other this menshachait to stop for him, stop means you stop. We'll see soon. You answer the zimen, and that's not halacha. But if you have two people that want to leave, and there's a third person that wants to stay, they can force him. They could tie him up, and they could make him say zimen against his ratzin, and they could force him to say the zimen. Okay. In this case, where do they have to listen to? What's called zimen? In this case, that's one shaila, what's called zimen. In this case, where they're stopping in the middle of the meal, and one person is listening, till what point does he have to listen? To what point does he have to listen? Does he have to just baruch shalchan mishalai, and then he can go back to eat? If it's going to be more than that, now you understand why he didn't want to stop. The person, the yochid, or the two people that are stopping, to what point do they have to stop and listen? One kind of shaila. Another shaila is that we know that the mezamin is supposed to bet, and really in Birch Samazin he's supposed to say the entire Birch Samazin out loud, and together with the tzibur it's supposed to be the whole thing. But what's the most, what's the ikr achiv that he has to say out loud? It would depend on what's the ikr achiv of Zeman. What's the ikr achiv of Zeman? It says when you learn the Gemara, you see something quite shocking. In the Gemara it says, Ad heichen birchas ha-Zeman, Rav Nachman says, Ad nevarch. Oh, that we understand. Ad nevarch shechan mishaloi. Rav Sheisha says, Ad hazon. Ad hazon means, Baruch atah Hashem, hazon es hakol. Until hazon. The Bahag, Toisis, the Tor, Paskin, Taka, Ad hazon. Ad hazon, until the point of where the first bracha, the entire first bracha, that is a chelik of the Zeman. And the Mishabura says, it's muchach, like the Shita Kivyachon, not saying it's muchach negative of Nachman. But the way we pass it, he's saying, what's the Havana of Rav Sheishis? He says, the Havana of Rav Sheishis is that you need a bracha. It's called Birchas HaZimen. Where's the bracha? Where's the bracha? Where's the Hashem? Where's the Elokeinu? The Teretz is the Abbasayin of Arech, the whole Baruch Shachanu, connects itself to the first bracha of benching. And that's your bracha. That's the Birchas HaZimen. Nafkamina, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Ramah says, Kein Nehagin. That's the minig. The minig is that you're supposed to have the Birchas HaZimen until that point. Nafkamina. You stop for one person, or you stop for two people, and you're benching the Birchas HaZimen. So let's say he stops, he says, the Zimen, the loch is, you have to listen with this fellow until he gets to the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazan HaSakol. You have to hear the whole bracha out loud, and you can't continue eating until that point. So now it's a very big thing. You're keeping him away from his food for 15, 16 seconds. This is a nishpashit already, you know. So now already, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazan es hakoil, then you can go back to eating. Number one, nafkamina. Number two, nafkamina, says the Mishnah Berurah.
Is he moitzi? He's not moitzi.
No, he's not moitzi.
Just have to listen.
Yeah, you're not being moitzi. Later on, you'll bench again. You'll bench the entire benching. But that's a chelik of the zimen. That's number one. Number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, nafkamina number two, is that when a person stump benches for the regular, everybody finished at the same time, Mishnah Berurah says, you have to hear the bracha rishayna bevadai. There's a maila that maybe to hear all the other brachas, that's about it. But the first bracha, according to the minig Ashkenazim that we paskin like Rishayshis, the birchas azimun is not over until azanas akoil. You're in the middle of zimun. Just like everybody understands that until you finish the words, baruch shalchan mishalayt avacheini, that's a part of the zimun. So this is also a chelik of the zimun, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like that. It's interesting to say, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Nishtazeh. The Sfardim, Achinu B'nei Sfardim, they all, the Zeman goes until the Varech, but the Ramah, and he says, V'kein Nehagin, and the Rosh Hashulchan. Harameinu Ramah Pasak Adazan, V'kein Aminig Poshit V'ein L'shanos. That's the minig. So it's not so known. That means that when you bench, you must hear the first bracha, Ashkenazi Yid, must hear the first bracha from the Mezamin, number one. Number two, is that if you stop for somebody else, so then not only must, in that case, you can't start eating until you hear the entire bracha, Hazan es hakoil.
That's not enough from Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazan es hakoil.
Sorry?
From the beginning.
Sorry? From the whole bracha. The whole bracha. From Shachan Mishaloi until...
And when people bench, yeah, where they should do it quietly, and they have to listen to that.
They have to listen. He has to listen as he's benching.
The minig is as well?
Yeah. They come twice, Taka. The minig Ashkenazi.
The minig is just... he says out the last...
Yeah, wait, you have to say that the people that don't do this, you're going to have to say that. Vice twice. They go like the Shita Samechaber, Tzavad is not the minig Ashkenaz. And the Aruch HaShulchan emphatically said, V'ein L'shanois. Chachulchim emphatically says, Ein L'shanos, because he knows that there are people, I guess, that attack a Mishan. The one thing is I think it became a little bit popular to say that that's all by a Zeman of Shleisha. I think it's a Nusach in the Welt, right? People say that's all by a Zeman of Shleisha, but by a Zeman of Asara, it's more leicht, it's more kulutik. Now, my high, if anything, Zeman of Asara is more chomerdik. No, because Zeman of Asara has Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalai. So once you heard already the Baruch of the Kainu Shechan Mishaloi, so then the Zeman ends there. And that's what the person with the Emes is. The Chazanish Taka says that. The Chazanish in Zimad Lamed Aleph, he writes over there, he says that he's talking in the Sugya. Im Layuchla Shmaya Birchas Azan, he's talking like this. What happens if you're at a place and you can't hear the whole first bracha? You can't hear the whole first bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah on this says it's better in that case, if you're not going to be able to hear the first bracha, it's better to split up into groups of three and make separate zimuns. Because if you're not going to hear the first bracha, and all you're going to hear is a b'sayin v'reich and bracha chanam mishaloi, and that's it, and you won't hear the whole first bracha because you're with a big oilam. So Mishnah Berurah says you're not being geitzei zimun. So he says it's better, taka, it's better to go and split up and to make little groups of zimun. And so he's like the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazanish says, what's the problem? Zach the Chazanish. When does Birchas Zimun need the Birchas Hazan? When you don't have Elikeinu. So then you need the Elikeinu of the next bracha to make it into a chashuv bracha. But Mashenkin, if you have Baruch Elikeinu Shechal Mishlai, as I say, therefore it's more kulitik, and you should be able to be yotzei the Birchas Zimun until you get to Baruch Shechal Baruch Elikeinu Shechal Mishlai. That's already gendik the Birchas Zimun, and you shouldn't need to hear Mila B'Mila the Birchas Hazan. As I say, the Chazan Ish. The only thing is that the Chazan Ish is coming to argue. He says B'Mishabura Divrei Mishabura. So what did you just hear? You just heard from the Chazanish how to learn the Mishnah Berurah, and that the Psak of Rabbeinu, the Mishnah Berurah, is Nishtazei. The Mishnah Berurah obviously learns that we need a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah on this. He says you need a bracha with shame and malchus. As I besides like the Mishnah Berurah, where's your shame, where's your malchus? Even if you have Elikeinu, but you don't have shame and malchus. As I besides halacha the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Bein a zimun of Shleisha, Bein a zimun of Asara. Shitas HaMishnah Berurah is that you have to hear until the bracha azan asakar. This is the Psak Halacha. I'm saying, if we know that there are people that don't do that, okay, Malasat, I'm saying, I don't know if you have to make vast machos, maybe there's a Shitas Machaber not like that, there are many Rishonim not like this, say that, but Takoponim, the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shita of the Ramah, this is the Psak Halacha, is that you have to hear Bein in the Shalosh, Bein in the Asara, you have to hear till azan asakar.
So you have to hear the last bit, Urechat Hashem.
But is that enough? Mishnah Berurah says you have to hear the whole first bracha.
No, I'm saying if the problem is the shem.
Yeah. No, but it's a chelik. It's a chelik. They learn. It's a chelik. That's how they learn. Now, the Maisa, I'm going to just mention one shayla because the microphone seems to not get along with me. It seems to have a problem. So I just want to tell the microphone what's up to us. They feel tightness of mich. I'm the only one that likes the microphone. Let me give you an example. The microphone is a big shayla dafka when it comes to everything in halacha. But it comes to Zeman, this is Mamash Gorgreis Shaila. And this was big politics in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. You'll see why in a moment. What happened? The microphone, are you allowed to use the microphone? We spoke out many times. For Avdallah, you have to be Yotzei Shemeya Ka'ayna. So I need the words. So the words that you're hearing from the microphone. Well, here you're not hearing from the microphone. But the words that you're hearing microphones and electrons and protons and croutons and you're hearing all types of things. So you're not hearing my voice when you hear it through a microphone. You're hearing there's a little fellow inside here and he's screaming out, but that's not my voice. And he's a guy, the person in here. That's why you can't be yaita shemek oina. On the other hand, like I mentioned the other day, if I make a bracha on the microphone, so you know at that moment I said a bracha. I said, you could say amen, like we spoke out. What about by Zeman? The marshal. By the bracha of the chasen and kalayer, and you're making a bracha of the birchas erisin lamashal. So then there's a very big tzad that you can't use a microphone. Because if the chasen is here, you have to be mitzi, the mitzad kedushin has to be mitzi, the chasen, the kala may be fine. So now if you're hearing it from the microphone and from me, it's a shayla treikolim. That's a shayla. Because there I need the words. I need the actual words. What about Zeman? So listen to this, Maridik Amaisa. The Shuvah Sad Hagas, Rabbi Shishtermach Chazan Gizon, a Chacham Echad was Mefarsim Beinyan at the Chasanas that they bench on the Ramkol and the Varech Alekeinu Shechal Mishaloi. And he says it's terrible. Now Bemis, if it would be just, that's why I'm mentioning it now, if it would be just the Zeman part, so the Pashtetach Alein, you understand that if it's just the Zeman part, Nishkeferlich, one guy can give out, you get somebody who has a loud voice and let him scream out, Nevarech Alekeinu Shechal Mishaloi, and if you could be Makel on the Alekeinu maybe. But the Mishnah Berurah holds, no, you need to hear Nevarech Lekeinu in the whole first bracha. That's not so easy to say the entire first bracha out loud at the Chasen and Das. So what do? They use a microphone. So Rav Moshe Sternbach writes that if Chacham Echad Mefarsim, that it's no good and they're not being Yaitzei Zimen. They're not being Yaitzei Zimen. So he writes like this, and he behaves as Skimaloy Abadatz Bira Kodesh. And the Badatz was masking to him. That's what he writes over there. And he goes on to say, I'm the Badatz. You guys, the Badatz. He's been the Badatz. He's the Badatz, if you know anything from Yerushalayim Yerkaidish. And he goes on and he says, I'm not masking to this. When it comes to, he gives our examples, Erisin and Das. So there you need the actual, he says, Abba Zimon, and he says, Avon over here in Zimon. He says, Mashenkein Zimon. Kishitzarek Rach Lishmoya Mimenesh Koyre Lizame. Must speak Beramkol. So this is, all you need is just to somehow be ma'agid us together. You just need a Zimon, Azmana, B'yachad, we're all together in this. All together in this. Azai B'zai, he says, it's Maspika Ramkol, and these Takam Achmi, I got it found after, Devin Yisrael. Devin Yisrael was the Dayan Fisher. So Yankiv, Zechayin Levracha, he was the Reifert of the Bedatz. He Taka held it's a problem. He held it was Taka a problem. But I guess in the microphone and me, we don't get along, so maybe there's a makim to be machmir.
It says if you have to
end
the
Nevurach. Yeah, no, but now we're touching up what's called Zimen. Zimen meant that Now, by the way, let's go Tachlis here. Zimen is a great Parsha. Zimen is a great Parsha. The truth is, what you're hearing today is Chayiv in Lazam. And you're not allowed to be Mechalik. Three people come together, you're Mechuyiv to make a Zimen, and you're not allowed to be Mechalik. That's the halacha. So now you have to find Kulis. Sometimes it's difficult. I'm not saying Mizut Kulis, but sometimes it's difficult. And it's Kipshutai, everything from this point on, you always have a Zimen. You're sitting there at the table with three people, three men, we'll see soon with ladies, Nishta, but three men are sitting together. You need a Zimen. It's also to be Mechalik. It's not just a nice thing if I want to be Mezamen. If I'm feeling in a Shabbistic mood, it's Tuesday, Zimen Yochayiv Lezamen, if there's three men that sat together, well, in the simplest case, the three men that ate bread and they ate together, the Chayiv and Zimen. And they're not allowed to be Mechalik, as they state in Mishnah. The Mishnah state is there. So are there any cases that we could be Mekel? People, sometimes you can get caught at a chasana, a person's at lunch, he's in a brush, this, that, etc. Kipshutai, you should be looking, yes, to have the Zimen, mitzvah to be looking for the Zimen, but in a case where you can't. Now, I'll start Mikalil HaKovid. You should know there's one major het there. If you know that Teirim, it's much easier. Mishabura says, what's the Mechayiv of Zimen? He brings down, there's many shitas here. I'm just going to be oisef the shitas. Mishabura says, number one, if you started eating together, Yechayiv and Zimen. That's it. What's called start? I'll tell you in a moment. But if you start eating together, Yechayiv and Zimen. Okay, what's called start? What does it mean you started eating together? Even if I finished before that. But once we started eating together, Yechayiv and Zimen. So I once asked, a Scheinberg, Zechayin Levracha, starting means that we wash the Netil Sedayim together, he's watching, until I get there, it's a few seconds later. You know, is that cold, is that enough? He already ate the first Kezayis. Said, that's a shame, ungeheimen zusammen. That's it, that's called they started together. I asked once Rav Eliashiv, what happens, I eat my piece of bread, okay, and I don't know when he washed, all of a sudden he comes in, I'm in the middle of the second Kezayis already. Ungeheben meant that as long as you feel like you're in the beginning. In the beginning. I mean, it's not mugdar, it's not clear. No, I saw one sefer, he writes, maschu means miyad, the same second, you know, toch kidei deeper, like that. Gdali Yisrael held nishtazen. Gdali Yisrael held, ungeheben the suda, he just started. Maschu. Okay, so if you're maschu, that's a shver. I just said a chumra, by the way. That means once you're in the haschala process, you're chayiv in zimen, and you're not allowed to be machal. Kums again the Mishnah Berurah, he brings Nachashita. Let's say you didn't start together, but you finished together. Finished together explains the Mishnah Berurah means, even if I'm finished eating, he didn't finish yet, but we're still schmoozing, and then he finishes eating, that's called we finished together. That's finished together. Then you're chayiv. So start together, you're chayiv. Finish together, you're chayiv. It's like the Mishnah Berurah, but what if I didn't start together and I didn't finish together? I knew, I waited till they started, and I finished before they finished. So the Mishabura, then you're not chayiv in zimun. In this case, you're not chayiv in zimun. That's atzala. That's a shtekla atzala. You have to know. It means you go to a chasana, and you don't want to get caught at the chasana all night. You have to go and learn. Well, what could you do? No. So you come to the chasana, wait till they start, beep at the table. You can start a few minutes after they do. You didn't start with them. You'll finish before they do, and you're not chayiv in zimun. That's a sheet that's a Mishnah Berurah. Ad kedei kach, there's a shaila in the poiskim. Are you allowed in this case to be mezamen? Are you even allowed to be mezamen in this case? Okay, I ain't getting them, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa, if you look good in the Mishnah Berurah, in this case you'd be allowed to. Mishabura has another case where there's people at different tables and they will see where they're mamish no shaykhs to each other. But you're allowed to in this case. If I didn't start and I didn't finish, but we're saying that you're potter from Zeman, but in this case you're allowed to be mezamin together. Okay, if he wants to, he's allowed to be mezamin. But that's one major kula that you have to know. Again, if you start together, chayv. If you end together, chayv. If you neither didn't start together and you didn't finish together, so then taka your potter and zimmer.
Now,
sorry?
Sorry? It depends on your round table.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go. I'm asking
about the mezuzah. Yeah. How can he look?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. L'chatchila, he's supposed to sit around. L'chatchila, Mishabura says, L'chatchila, he should wait for the oilam to finish. Wait for them. Avada means a person that is not pressing to go somewhere, whatever, fine. Mishabura says, I'm going to tell you another kula. This kula, Mishabura, when he brings it, you see, he brings it with, he's not happy about this kula. Mishabura brings a kula from the Bahag. It's really a Bach, and it's a Bahag. He brings down the kula, the Bach sheet, to really Azeh. Mishabura brings, Habach Chaylik Alzeh. He says a chiddush. Shabbos says a meritic chiddush. He says like this. He says that the Bach says that you need fakert from what we just said. In order to be chayiv and zimen, you need both. Both to start and both to finish together. Shabbos says, the Bach holds the fakert. Let's say you started together and you see that they're draying, so chaparayim bench fast, says the Bach. Chaperayin and bench fast, because otherwise if you're going to have to wait for them, you're chayiv and zimen. But until they finish, and you finish at the same time, then you're not chayiv and zimen. How's the Mishabura Paskin? He says, Kol achreinim cholkim olaf. If you start it together, you're chayiv and zimen. He goes on, he says, L'maisa, miu, if it's dover nochitz, hefzit money, ukedoyme, efshe yesh lahaka. Efshe, maybe you could falazich. One time, somebody called me as a shayla. Taka was at a chasana. We'll see in a minute the other eitzes. But he was at a chasana, and he said that, you know, he started Taka together. He washed together with all them. He realized, and we'll see other eitzes in a moment. But he says, what, he's going to be stuck at the chasana the whole night. The whole night. So I told him, is it Hefzid Mammon? Hefzid Mammon is this, you know, at night. The chasana is at night. What's Hefzid Mammon? He said, no, but he's got to learn. I said, no. What does the Chuvas Min HaShemayim say? Is there any greater Hefzid than the Hefzid of Aver Torah? If he's not going to go, he won't go to his chavrusa. So the Nevada of the Mishabura is Meikol, a Dover Nochitz of Hefzid Mammon, Sekava Chaymer, a Hefzid Chavrusa, a Hefzid Ashir, a Hefzid Das. About in such a case, Pidiyevet, you can follow Zichon, the Shita of the Bach, as I state the Mogen Avram Mishabura. But there are other Eitzes. There are other Eitzes. Now, the Maisa, for example, one Eitza is Taka the Eitza of the Goyim of Moshe. Moshe is an interesting Maisa here, Rav Moshe, very famous. It's not just Rav Moshe. Moshe has an Eitza. What happens if I have Das? I have in Zin Mefurish that I don't want to be kaveh together. I have das, I don't want to be kaveh together. Now, you have to know that Maisa, many Achreinim did not like this, what I'm about to say now. You see, Mishabura, it's much for a little bit, the Mishabura also didn't like this so much. But what happens? I go into the chasana, I go into any meal, and I go in with the das that I'm not being mitzarif together with the. I'm not being mitzarif. So Shlaima Kluger in the Chachma Shlaima Taka, he talks about this case, Mamish, and he says it works. If you have das that you don't want, now listen closely, not that I have das that I don't want to be mezamin with them. You can't have das you don't want to take lulav. Right? You have to have das that you're not being mitzarif together. I'm not a part of this chabura. I'm not together with them. Says the guy in Rav Moshe, Yesh Eitze Kalo, Eilo Roitzim Shalolech HaKot at Gmar Asud V'Shev Brachis, Yoimru Beferish. Shastant, if you take Rav Moshe, you have to say it out. Tell the person next to you, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Huh? You, and you, the whole chavrum here. You have to say, Rav Moshe says, Yoimru Beferish. So one thing, if he brings it down, Yachshay Bedaita, Rav Moshe doesn't say that. Rav Moshe says, Yoimru Beferish. You have to know in halacha why sometimes you have to say something, sometimes not. Ishlad, maybe Taka, because over here, the whole Indian of Zeman is to be Mitzahar. He brings a Gevaldik Araya, Rav Moshe Kedarka. Rav Moshe brings a Araya that the Sutas Mafsekes. You're not supposed to have the Sudas Mafsekes together. This year was on Shabbos, but in the Nevedech Chaglal, in the Andre Yoren, you weren't allowed to have it together. Because Sudas Mafsekes by Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to have it together. What happens in Tovkuf Nun Beis State? What happens? The three people, they sat together and they had the Sudas Mafsekes, and they forgot. They forgot and they had it together. So they make a Zeman. So the Mogen Avram brings down, you don't make a Zeman. You don't make a Zeman. The Mogen Avram's Lashon, he says, what's ain't daitam lekvaya? Explains the Magen Avraham. Because faket, since the Chazal say you're not allowed to, so therefore even if you have das, yes to, but your das is batal. So that's what Moshe tells the Chazal v'chayim. So that's what Moshe. If in a case where you had das to be together, but Chazal came along and said you can't be together, that's called that the bittel of your das. Chazal v'chayim, when you have das mefureshes, that you don't want to be mitzarif together with the other two people, with the other three people, so then Gai Govna, Avada, your das will be koyveya that you're not joining together for a zeman, and I'm saying in such a case you won't have a din zeman. As I said to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said this is an etzikala. The only thing is you have to know that Rav Moshe is a little bit abused. You should still listen very closely to the other etzis we gave, because Rav Moshe at the end of this tshuva he says Hagami knows that this tshuva, this etz is not so eiskalden. You know, not just time, like any time. Some people, once they know Rav Moshe's tshuva, they walk into a room, you know, he wants to know, can I have das for the rest of my life? You know, like the Buchacher's Eitzah, das, you know, Yid wants to be up Kedavint, and he wants to be Pariv, and he wants to be, you know, over here he wants to be up Kezimund, I don't have to have Zimund for the rest of my life, I go in, I don't have friends. Nishpashit. So again, these are the Eitzahs. Now you have a few Eitzahs. I mean, so you have one Eitzah is to start after them and to finish before. One eitz, another eitz is to have the das of Rav Moshe, the das of the Zeman. I don't want to be a part, say Mefurish, I don't want to be Mitzarif with them. And if a person's in a very big bind, and it's a Shiloh v'Hefzid Gadol, so then even if he started together with them, there's a Shita Zabach, there's a Shita of the Bach, that L'chayri could be Saimecha, as a Kumtas. That's a Chayra, one Nekud. Another Nekud, the interesting, in the Yeshivas, Kedoshes, it became up like a Nusach. Maybe the Yeshiva Bachim, I see some Yeshiva Bachim, yeah, maybe they help me. Yeshiva Bachim is like a Nusach that there's no Zim. You know this Nusach, they have like a Psezan Nusach, they have by you there's a Nusach, they have such a Nusach. There's a Nusach. There's no Zim in by Bachim. What's the Pshat? The Shulchan Aruch is written also for Bachim, that's it, right? What's the Pshat? So I figured, you know, you learn Halacha, and some you'll find over there something Yuchad, like a Sif about Yeshivas, some type of a Sif that part is Yeshivas. So I'll tell you what I found. I found this very interesting. Loi Mavayi that I found that Taka and Yeshiva, that's mamish the quintessential makam where there should be Zimun. They're all coming, they're eating together, they're schmoozing together. Yeah. So, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Beis Baruch, Taz Nibru, the Seis, the Rav Yamin Zilber, Rav Yisrael, Chaim Kanievsky, they all hold that not only do you have a chiv of Zimun, they have a chedushim, by me it's a gewaldige chiddush. They hold that you have to be mezamin together when you're in Yeshiva, even with the other table. Even you're together, you're at this table, you guys went to sit down at this table. They say, no, you know why they went to this table and they went to that table? Because the Pshat Betzim, they're all together. They're all together. Just there's not enough room on all one big table. We know Nishta Zesha. Say that, we'll get there in a minute. But they, I'm just trying to show you that there's no Svarim that I say. So they say, you're mechuyev to be mezamen even from one table to the andra. Rasel Yankov is lashing this. Af be'ein b'kol chaburik dey v'af loy nechdes to aldasa starif. Even if they didn't want to join together, but you're all in the shiva. It's too bad. One big happy family. Sometimes you don't like your brother. I was like, hey, this. So you're all one big happy or unhappy family, but you're all mitzurit. They all, okay. I must tell you that I don't fully understand. I saw the sheet of Rav of the other Paiskim and what I saw from Mishlei Mezamen, what I asked by Rav Yashiv, Rav Scheinberg, they had a different Shita. Their Shita was that at the same table, you do make a Zimun. At the same table, you do make a Zimun. Mashen Kane, if it's an Andra table, you're not mitzarif the two tables together. The Hezber Beer, okay, that's not the Pshat, just that, you know, they were just looking for a place to eat. But the Bachrim that sit at this table, they do have a Shaykhis, the Bachrim sit at this table, they shmooze, that's it. And I'm saying, they're making a Zimun. I didn't find any Sefer that says that they're butter. So I asked one Rosh Yeshiva. As Rosh Yeshiva, because everyone told me that I say over in the Shirim that this you're not a chayv in Zeman, that you're chayv gomer in Zeman, there's no Shaila. And they all told me that so and so Rosh Yeshiva says Nishtazay. Fine. So I asked two different Rosh Yeshivas and got the same answer. So they both said like this. They said, no, there's no Zeman in the Shiva. Why not? Why is Zeman? No Zeman. They said, no, the Bachrim. The Bachrim run down to get something to eat. And they come right up, you know, they just get, they have nothing to do with the person next to them. It's not like a matzah where they sit down. Let me explain. There was a place called Voloshin. No, you ever heard of Voloshin? In Voloshin, there were two Bachrim that met up after 20 years, I think it was. There were two Bachrim in Voloshin. After 20 years, they met up. And the person says to him, you were in Voloshin, Mr. Voloshin, I learned in Voloshin, and they started talking together. Where'd you sit? And they started choosing. It turned out that they sat mamish next to each other on the bench. Mamish, he sat over here. He sat over here for 7 straight years. they sat together, and Nishke Kentianda, Bajit, who were in Valashin talk. So these great Rosh Hashivas, they're living still in the land of Valashin. Right? In the land of Valashin, you went down to what? You went down to lunch, and Shmuz, didn't know the Bacha sitting next to you on the bench. Yeah? So there, I'm asking, there's no Zimun. I'm asking 100%, there's no Zimun, there's no, there could be there's a Shailif, they're Mitzurif to a minion. You know, there's no Zimun 100%, right? Aber nein, die mit sie, ich bin Rabbi in die Shivas, Rabbi, ich sage, lots of the Shivas. Ich kenne doch, was Tzitzel Kepp ist ganz gut. They can make ganz gute Zimunen. After the basement, Shalain kann machen. They can make a Zimun. I mind played this and all the Gdaila, the Rishayim, the Chayim, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't make a Zimun. And even that is also Chiddush. Even in the Valojin, I would be misupik, it could be they could also make a Zimun. But I'll go upon him in the Mitzvah that we have it's Leinu, then Nesht. I have another aura. Then they should make a zim. I mean, they should make a zim. Let me keep the mice here. I'm sorry. I don't have much time. I'm sorry. Now, I saw something interesting as that. Do you make a zimun on a train? That Paiskim talked about boats and trains. Shabura says, why not? If there's a kvius and they're all together, they're talking about because the boat shakes and that. Oh, but they say if it's a bizarre matzev, a boat, a train, they stell suit to a car, you're going on a trip, everyone's eating in the car. So they say, the Paiskim, they discussed this. I saw that somebody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and I said, "Beautobus shachol pa, I'm a starving lezimin alai." Says, then he says, "A merdek zach, ain lem kesher zem ze, ain yoish mal shulchan echad." Midach he said, they see each other. So he answered back, "Berights in listarif." In other words, you can't say that one guy eating on the bus and he has no shach, he doesn't even know the other guy. Okay. But if you have three people, a family, and they're traveling together on a bus and they're eating together, they make a zimin. So, then I saw one sefer, the Oil Tzion, he says, who had been on an airplane? He writes over there, who had been on an airplane? And it's not just him, I saw that, the Beis Baruch, Rabbi Yom Zil, says, who had been on an airplane? Okay, you have to just know, when you hear things like this, you just have to be a little bit, Mela, when the three of you are sitting in the same row, you know, Mela, you're sitting in the same row, there's a Shaykhus, it's Shvetz Gloibin, that when you're sitting over here, I mean, we can I know the Gantz Mishpacha came, so we have a few rows, no? So it's Shvetz Gloibin that this row is going to make a zimun together. The way it works on an airplane, especially at mealtime, you know, it's each man for his own. When it comes to mealtime, so under a rules, all of a sudden nobody talks to anybody. You know, he's got his little say. So Mela, if they're all on the same bench, Mela can hear. No, but if the bench behind you, right? I don't know. I find that to be a shver zach. One time I was proven wrong. One time this year I was proven wrong. I had to travel. Was it this year? Beginning last year, I was traveling, and the Babava Yeshiva was coming to Eretz Yisrael. I think it was in last Elul, maybe. Yeah. It was last Elul, I think it was. And the Babava Yeshiva was coming, the Babava Yeshiva, the one who came, Gans Babava, who came to Eretz Yisrael. I think they made a base manager story and that. And now there's the whole Mamish, the Gans Babava, and Kalis in the middle, Mamish right there in the middle. I should give a whole shiur just on that plane ride. One day, found out there was a yard site in the middle. They tried explaining to the stewardess, was a yard site, finished. Yeah. But the one thing I remember, once I started Machen Heimish and I became friendly with the Mashpiyim there, there was a yeshiva there. So I said to Mashpiyim, Vashleinish, I don't understand. They were eating together. There was a matzav going on. There was Heimish, there was herring, Rabbi Yisach. I mean, there was a Fagnish. There was Mamish, Heimish, matzav, and thus. So I said to him, Fashtainish, the Dalam over here has to make a zeman. I saw one Bachi start benching by himself, and thus. I said, they have to make a zeman. They have to make a zeman. So this was my. He said, how can you make a zeman? You can't hear. I said, no, ich kim from Shalayim Yakadish, from Moshe Sternbach. So sein gesund, he's Mekel on a ram call. I just wanted to see if I got weggestellt. He went over to the phone that says, don't touch. Went over the phone, and we're going to make a Zeman. Now, students didn't even know what happened. No, Zeman, Fregnish. Machen a Zeman, yes. And they made a Zeman on the airplane. It was Van Mamish to Levit. So that was the one time on a plane that you could Zicher make a Zeman, because the oil has to Zaman, the Zicher. You have to make a Zeman. But Kopanim and Ander, I don't know. Ich weiß nicht, if you can make a Zeman. I don't know. Ich weiß nicht. You got to. God, that one bacher who started benching, Maimar Muzger, that one bacher started to bench. So he's out. He lost the Zeman, right? He lost the Zeman. Interesting, what would happen? You have three people, and one of them started benching. This happens among. One starts benching. So that's it. He lost the Zeman. He's out. But the halacha is, in the Shabur state as all the Paiskin, the Chayodim state as all the Paiskin. If he benched already, so now we could tell him, Herzog, Balt, right? You finished planting? Very nice for you. And now we can make a Zeman. It's called Zeman the Mafreya. We use him for our Zeman. He's not Yaitse Zeman. He's not Yaitse Zeman. Ad kidei kach, he's not Yaitse Zeman. The Helik HaChazayim Ish holds that it's enough at that point just to say the Baruch Shechana Mishalai, Tavai Chayinu, and then he can walk away. Because he's not being Yaitse the Zeman. It's just Tan Techeshman. I'm not sure if the Mishabura agrees to this. But that's the Aloha. The Aloha is Taka, that if he already benched, so then we could still use him for our Zeman. We could use him, even though he doesn't get any of the Zeman. As I come to it. Okay. Now, by say, in the Etzim HaZeman, I'll try to say now, the Kitzer, and to be Messiah over here, two things I want to discuss. Number one is that that's what the Aloha is clear. Now, let's say two people ate bread, a third person comes over. If everything's equal and three people ate bread, everything is easy. Two people ate bread, they finished eating. All of a sudden, Anger came, the Dritta, the third person comes, Meisim Bekalyon, third person comes. Mishabrua says, even if you finished eating, as long as you didn't wash my mechayim, but even if you finished eating, as long as you have room to eat, Nacha Kolshu. As I bezai, kolshu means everybody's in this category because everybody can eat nacha kolshu, right? Nacha kolshu. So I bezai, if two people finished eating and a third person comes over and he wants to start eating, so then the halacha is you can make a zeman. Now, are you chayiv to make a zeman in the case? It's not so clear. I'm not sure I ain't getting that. But you're allowed to make a zeman. Two people finished eating and the third person comes over, since the first two people are still able to eat, even if they don't eat. But akapanim the mitzarek b'kai govna to a zeman. That's one halacha. Sorry?
He washes.
Even we'll see in a minute, even if he doesn't wash. We'll see. We'll get to it. Now, that's number one. Number two is, what does in general, what does the third person have to eat in order to be mitzurf to a zeman? So the emesis, I say, in the Shulchan Aruch, over here in Kuvtzar Yizayin, Shulchan Aruch talks about that if you have, again, it's cheetahs and it's machlaikasim, but it comes out that if you have seven people, the mashal, seven washers, and you have three people that are eating a yarek, Shailan 6, I can't go into all the halachas now, you understand. But if you have even them eating a yerek, and seven people ate, not the yerek, then we're mitzarif to a zeman. Seven people ate bread, three people ate a yerek or something, we'll see in a minute, a cookie, an apple, something, they're mitzarif to a zeman. The Mishabrua shita, the Ashkenazim shita is that it's not only by seven, even by three. Two people ate bread, and the third person, we'll see what, but he ate a yerek, we'll call it, just for the, he ate a cherry tomato. He ate a kezayis of a cherry tomato, something. So then, b'kai govna, they're mitzarif lezima. That's the first time, the halacha. The Svardim are a bit more machmer on that, they don't, so, but the Mishabrua shita says, Mishabrua says, achshav noyhagim im loy rotzel lechol pas. You want this third guy, so that you can make a zeman. We're trying to get zemans. So, achshav neyagim, noistin loy dechatchila, lishtois, we'll see what. But lishtois, alecha, he's a dover. Give him a kezayis, or give him a revius of food. Dafka, go out of your way to get it, so that you can get a zeman. Now, the maisa, what could you give him? If you don't have a vet, could you give him a drink? It's a very interesting tazach. And Mishabrua says, Taka, that water, when it comes to water, the Magen Avraham says, the daiti, even water. That's the Magen Avraham Shita, even water. The third person can drink even water. He's Mesarif. This is Leleika Mechaber. Shulchan Aruch says, not water. Mishabrua writes like this. Chutz min amayim, demayimi loy zayim. Mayim isn't mzayin. It's not, doesn't have nourishment. It doesn't give you the protons, the croutons. Veino chashiv litztarif. Even if you third, oh, Magen Avraham chaylek. Upazak, the Mistarif. No, Shtiyaz B'chachia, the Magen Avraham holds water does work. You'll see why I'm saying this in a moment. But the Big Day Yesha, the Magen Gibarim, say, not like that, came Mitzadichem. And Moshe Mishabrua gives you the impression, don't be Mitzarif water. Okay? But it's Meduyik. Everything else, yes. Okay? Water, no. Water can't be the third. But so what? So I saw all the Achainim, they discussed coffee, tea, juice, lemonade, this, that, whatnot. And it's Komen Imachlaikism here. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Hatam is because you need al kopanim ksas chashivis. Ulefi ze efshe da mayim amesukonim kemo seltzer lemonade. Seltzer lemonade. Okay? I saw one say if he made a mistake, he wrote seltzer kama the lemonade. It's not true. Seltzer lemonade. In other words, if you have just seltzer, I don't believe that one can be mekel. Seltzer is vaser. What's a seltzer? Seltzer is soda, right? Soda water. That. But if you have something with apples, a bit of chashivas. Apples, a bit of chashivas. Seltzer, lemonade, or imine kvasin, mitzdarif. V'kein nir kaladina. Now I must tell you, there are chreinim that argue on the archashulchan. But, that this isn't hazeh. First of all, the Magen Avraham holds water is enough. Even water is enough to be mitzdarif. And now you have the Aruch HaShulchan telling you it's lav dafka water, it's any other shtia that has sugar, coffee, tea, mitz, anything, beer for sure, natural juice for sure, all these other things, chutz from water and seltzer, l'daiti, this ganz fine amakim to be mitzarefit. Ganz fine amakim, if the Mishabur himself tells you water, no, but he brings the Magen Avraham that you should know. There's a Magen Avraham shita that water also. Right? I always have a shayla, you see. Okay, but that's a chayr. As I kum does. Now, two last things. One thing is ladies. Somebody asked me today, what am I causing so much sorrows over here in Shalom Bayis the last 3 days? I put the order in, and with my machreinim, I told them, wait for tonight. Wait for tonight. Tonight's going to be much worse than anything I ever did. What's his? A lady's chayv in zima. A lady's chayv in zima. So, maise, mechaber, noshim mizdamnis liatzma. Rishos. Okay? But if they eat together with men, 3 ladies eating together, bread, they're allowed to make zimun. Okay. But if they're with men, then ladies that are with men, 3 men that have zimun, now a lady is chayiv in zimun. Who argues on that? Let's see first who agrees. The Levush brings it, the Resh Yosef, the Prima Godim, the Graz, the Chayodim, the Kitzur, the Rechashul, right? The Mishabura, all of the Paiskim. They all bring this. That means, again, Rabbi said, Friday night, you're sitting at the table, you and your boys, you and your Einik, well, you're sitting at the table. Where are the ladies? They're not by the table. Bring them in. Bring them in, they're chayiv in zimun. I don't know who argues on this. Again, when they're by themselves, are they allowed to make a zimun? They're allowed to. I'm not going to get involved, I don't want to disturb the peace. The Goyin says they should. The going sheet is 3 ladies together, they should. Right? Time to get sight, the ladies that do, they wear yarmulkes also. I'm not trying to change that, don't. When the ladies that wear yarmulkes, they can see, I'm not getting involved in that. Right? But if the ladies are sitting together at the table with the men, so then they're chayovin and zimun. Somebody asked me if it's Shol Yank and Fisher. When they're by themselves and they want to do zimun, where it's reshus. So what's the nusach? Rabbi set neverechet. What do they say, Bichlal? It says over here. There's a story. He says he thought for a while and he said, "Nusach, Rabbi Sai." What the shaila was? I don't know. They say Rabbi Sai. But upon him, Rabbi Sai. When ladies are together with men, they are chayavim. So this mamish bothered me, you know, because I mean, last night if I disturbed the peace with my machreinim. But this one, I think we all agree that the ladies aren't so medaktik on, and this is chiyav, Rabbi Yitzchak, and Shail Deraisa, what you heard tonight. This is chiyav, so my hai, what's the pshat? They're not, even by themselves they have a reshos, but when they're with men, there's no shaila, they're chayav. So here I saw the Igris Maisha, in Chelekesim, and Tess, so someone there, he asked like this, B'davar Noshim, K'shachu B'shulchanim Gimel HaNoshim, Chayavin Lanois B'yachazim, it's Mefurish Kovtzari Tessiv Zayin, no one argues, Rabbi Yitzchak. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's a Gemara came out. He says, about Bechoyel, on the weekday, interesting. Leika Beroiv Mekoy Mesuda Kavua. He says, interesting, Tazak. In the weekday, ladies don't have that Kavua. You don't sit down, mamish, and have a meal together. It's not so common. And she's tired, she's serving, she's cleaning. Ain't Kavanosa Leisha Vechol Beyachad. This is Rav Moshe. If you're listening with a good ear, Rav Moshe. She's not eating together. She's not having dasti. She's serving. I don't know if you want to tell your wife tonight. You know why you don't come to the but because she's serving and she's hazei. So, but he writes like this: Kol shekein when she has yiladim ketanim matrida noisa vein lepnai lekvaya. She doesn't have time to sit and eat. And does he says bekol kolechad memayer bechilasai. That's maybe pshat. He says memela mizen nimshach. That's why you find that sometimes even when she's sitting at the table mamish. And she's mamish sitting together, and she's being kavua together with everybody else. You see that that's where this toyis was naveya from, where she has time. That's where it started from. That's why the ladies aren't answering zim. Aval al habal vaday mutol sheikrola. Ramesha, the husband is mechuyev. He's mechuyev to go and call her when she's chayev. In other words, if it's a zav case of where she taka kavua together, she's sitting at the table normal. She started with them, she finished with them, she's with them, the kids are out, they're in school and whatever, and she's there. You can't do that to let them start the Zima without her. Then he goes on, so he says, maybe you asked me, but what's the limit schus? He says, why? Why not? She would love to be a part of the Zima, and you never called her in. Maisha says, no, there's no limit schus, it's your fault. What's your fault, out there? They didn't wait for her. Aval, Anoshim b'Shabbos, the Memayir Levarich b'Zimin, Ein Roitzim L'Chakos Al Anoshim. Yeah, they're in the table, they're inside, cleaning, whatever. V'Gami in Koyel Anoshim, Ze Vaday Oser b'Shabbos. Maisha, you're going with Maisha. So that's a Chayra. That's the limit schus on the Anoshim. They don't realize. But Taka, if there's a matzav of where they're together, they're Chayiv Gam. That's number one. Number two is I had an interesting Shaila. To some of the Oilam over here, they're not going to understand the Shaila. I'll explain it. There was a Sephardi boy, age 7. Sephardi father of that boy. And an Ashkenazi man. And they were sitting around the table. The Shaila came to me after. So the Sephardi said, let's bench. Ashkenazi looked around. Vida dritta. Right? So the 7-year-old boy, he said, I'm here. What? What's the problem? Why can't we bench? What's the problem? By Achenu Bnei Sephardim, they bench even on a Kotel. Now that's the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Kuftai Tes, if Yud, that they bench even on a Kotel. Listen closely to the story. 7-year-old boy, okay, the father, and an Ashkenazi friend. So he says, okay, look, you know, but that's not my minig. So he says, okay, so you'll answer. What does it hurt? Does it hurt you to say the words, Baruch Shechalim Mishalov Asbentzach? You can't say the word, Baruch Shechalim Mishalov Asbentzach. What's wrong with you? You can't say those words? It's interesting. There are more rights over here. He writes, Yeshayim Ein Mitztarfin, I say, Klal until he's 13. That's the only time we're Mitztarfin. The king noyagim, the English shanos. What does he mean? Does he mean if you're going to be hanging out together with his father? Yeah, I don't think so. Learn it really. Okay? So b'shaito, when this might have happened, I asked Rav Scheinberg. So Rav Scheinberg told me, why not? Why not? You shouldn't be the mevarich. He'll be the mevarich, and you'll answer. I said, yeah, but what are you going to do if it comes to lekeinu? What are you going to do? You have 10. Now what are you going to do? You have 10, and there's an Ashkenazi fellow over there, and they want to be mitzvah for katan. So he said, you answer quietly. Don't answer loud that they shouldn't. And they'll say alakeinu. You say, what do you mean? You need 10. There's 10 Jews there. The Sephardi holds that there are 10 Jews. He's saying, what do you mean though? But we need 10 alakeinus. No, doesn't say that. Doesn't say you need 10 alakeinus. So interesting to chiddush. Interesting to zach. But that's what he said to do. He said that you should say, baruch taka, baruch, you stay low, baruch shachan mishloi. Everybody else will say, baruch alakeinu, and you're gesundheit. I said, the only thing is interesting, I found afterward, after this whole maisa, I found afterward, that Rabbi Tzion Abishol says, that from the age of 6, you mitzarif a child to a zeman by the Svardim for shalosh. For 10, you need from age 9. Santa Zach, I don't know what's the minig of the Sephardim. I told this after the different Sephardim told me it's not the minig by us, and we're mitzarif even if it's from the age of 6, bain for 3, bain for 10, chleisnish. Sorry?
It's not dependent on the balabaises.
There was 3 people sitting around, no balabais, they were all together. I have one last thing, Rabbi Isaac. There's one thing that I don't think anybody knows this. Everybody knows this episode nusach that you're supposed to say if you're not eating. You come in, they say, Rabbi Sayyidina Ferreira, you didn't eat. We'll call this non-zeman for a minute. Right? But this is the last zeman. Kuf Tzadik Chas, we just did Kuf Tzadik Tet, we'll go back, Kuf Tzadik Chas. You come in, they say, Rabbi Sayyidina Ferreira. No, so what do you answer after you hear Rabbi Sayyidina Ferreira? So the place can say, you don't have to say, you didn't eat. You don't have to say, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarech. Okay. Very good. What now? Now the mezamin says, Baruch Shalchan L'Mishaloi. Nevarech Shalchan L'Mishaloi. So, Nevarech Shalchan L'Mishaloi. So what do you say now? The Baruch Shachan Mishalai. What do you say now? So everyone knows there's something. You look around. You look at this guy. Does he know? Does that guy know? You don't know what to do. So most people they say Baruch Shenk V'Mochsom. They say what? Baruch Achenu Shabran Lachvayda. So I'll tell you what it is. You say Baruch Hu U'Mevayrach Shmai Tomid La'Olam Vayr. How are you going to remember that? Okay, we'll see in a minute how to remember that. Baruch Hu umvayach shmai, and you add an elakenu if it's an elakenu baruch elakenu umvayach shmai tam baruch hu umvayach shmai tam it loy lamvayt. Okay, so if you have with you a shulchan aruch kuf tariches, he'll take it out. It says baruch umvayach shmai, sorry, baruch umvayach shmai tam it loy lamvayt, baruch umvayach shmai tam it loy lamvayt. How you gonna remember? Okay, go on. Now from this point on, you just say amens. When they say back baruch shachanam yishalay toichenu, you say amen. When the Mubarak says back, Baruch Shachanam, Shavanam Shalai Tvay Chayinu, we say Amen. That's it. How are you going to remember this one? How are you going to remember this one? I, it's not my thing to sing, but I don't know any other Eitzah, Rabbi Sar. Venshkin Eitzah, I don't know. There's one Nigin that I worked out that stims exactly. I'm not going to sing it to you. I'll give you the start of it, and then you'll sing it to yourself after, and then you have it for the rest of your life. Because you have to be Baruch Hu Mavarach Shmai, Tomid Loilam Vay. There's no other Eitzah. You have to have some kind of a Nigin to put there, right? What are you going to do? So you sing it like this. Baruch umvoidach shemoi tamid liyoylam va'ed. Baruch umvoidach shemoi tamid liyoylam va'ed. Now afterward, the whole oylam will sing together. We'll dance after Myriv, right? But I think the sikum on the shir is Baruch umvoidach shemoi tamid liyoylam va'ed. God bless you.